Today's meeting between management and pilots at Aer Lingus generates the lead story in the Irish Independent and Irish Examiner under the headline Pilots' Perks Suspended but Talks Offer Fresh Hope. The Independent reports that travel perks for striking pilots and their families have been suspended until further notice as the airline says that its priority is to mitigate the disruption to passengers. The Irish Times leads with the line that Army management hopes to be able to expel Cathal Crotty by early next week, the day after the 22-year-old private received a suspended sentence for beating Natasha O'Brien unconscious in Limerick 2 years ago. He was told by his commanding officer that he was being discharged from the Army, but that he had 7 days to make a response. We're told that Crotty is entitled to seek a judicial review of the decision to discharge him, but that he has not yet lodged any form of legal action. There's a picture of Natasha O'Brien on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror addressing a crowd outside Limerick Courthouse yesterday at a protest to mark the retirement of Judge Tom O'Donnell, who gave Cathal Crotty that suspended sentence. Virgin will get slice of RTE's licence fee pie. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail. The paper bases that headline on reports that during a discussion with Cabinet colleagues about a new funding model for public service broadcasting, Media Minister Catherine Martin said that a healthy media environment isn't just about RTE. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the 12-month suspension of a midwife in Northern Ireland following a fitness to practice hearing centred on claims she made on social media in 2020 that the COVID-19 pandemic was a Trojan horse and that babies were being attacked in the womb by vaccinations given to mothers. The Southern Health Trust employee also gave unsolicited advice to a visibly pregnant shop worker that wearing a face mask would reduce the amount of oxygen her baby was receiving. A court case in which a man who stabbed his former friend with a butcher's knife in North Belfast in April 2022 received a 9.5-year sentence generates the lead story in the Irish News. The Times and Examiner both run with a striking image on their front pages this morning of a group of women embracing. The women featured in Colin Keegan's picture are some of the campaigners who heard yesterday that there is to be an inquiry into the use of an anti-epilepsy drug taken by women of childbearing age. Karen Keeley, one of the women who took that drug, who has 3 children who suffer from the effects of it, is at the centre of that picture. And finally, in advance of her 3 sellout gigs in Dublin this weekend, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead with Taylor Swift stories. The Sun reports that up to 1,000 Gardaí will be on duty in the capital this weekend, as it has been classified by the Garda Commissioner as an extraordinary event akin to the visit of US President Joe Biden. The Star, meanwhile, interviews a science researcher from the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies who has installed 3 seismometers outside the Aviva Stadium to measure the level of ground vibrations created by Taylor Swift fans while she's on stage. Seismic Swift is one of the headlines. There.